Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber of StuWeb.com, and it is July the 21st, 2022. It's a Thursday. It's in the evening here in Kansas City. It's very hot, nearly 100 degrees, and we're supposed to have 100 tomorrow, 100 next day, and the country's burning up. I heard Greece was burning up, and the UK is burning up, and France is burning up, and the United States is burning up all over. And then a report on Lake Mead, they're figuring about 6 months and where they're going to have to possibly evacuate Las Vegas and some of the communities down in Arizona that won't be able to have water. Think about what's going on. Think how that can be changed, I believe, with prayer. Prayer is very powerful in numbers. Now, with that said, I have a special guest, Anonymous. I've known him for at least 20, maybe 25 years. He's been to my home before and spent a couple of days with me here. And we've just known each other because he's very patriotic. Now, Anonymous happened to have been an ex-Marine like I am. And it happens to be he's trained to take care of the enemy if need to be. And so we might talk about some of these things regarding this. But what we have is Anonymous had created, and it's on my internet, so I'm pretty positive. I'm going to check again this evening. It's called Operation Open Letter, and it was directed at the military, and it was directed at different ones to say, hey, and I got a response from it, but I didn't post it, I remember. And I apologize to the person that listens to me that I didn't post that. Now, I'll try to go back to my email because I did save it and get it up with the operation. But you've got a new one, Anonymous, that you think can be effective. And tell them why, the name of it, and why you think it will be effective and who they need to direct this at.
Okay, this one, and it's just an idea. Hopefully it works. But it's your mission, if you choose to participate, in Operation Flood the Inbox. Your job is to ask all these former military podcasters. Okay, you got Delta Force, you got MARSOC, you got Navy SEAL, Green Berets, all these types of different podcasters. I want them all to answer two questions live on their podcast. Here's the two questions. Is there a deep state / Illuminati? Yes or no? And the second question is, what are you and your guys doing about it? Okay, and the reason I ask that is because I listen to these podcasts and I like them, I do. And I have a lot of respect for the people who do them. But my question is this, at what point do we all get together and say, hey, wait a minute. You never talk about this. I mean, these guys are tip of the sword. They got all kinds of intelligence assets. They gotta know, where does the Tier 1 end and the Illuminati begin? Well, I think it's a lot of gray area, but I think they know. Now, I don't know what kind of missions these guys are going on. I mean, there are legitimate terrorists that we need to deal with, no doubt about it. But at some point, I gotta ask these people, is there a deep state, Illuminati, cabal, yes or no? And then my second question is, what are you and your guys doing about it? Because some of these podcasts are incredible. I mean, it's just, I can give you example after example of the heroic acts and the training and all the amazing things that they've done.
Name off some of the broadcasters that you're aware of out there that are ex-military.
Well, you got the one guy from MARSOC, Nick, I can't remember his last name, you got Sean Ryan.
Okay.
That guy is awesome. But see, here's the thing. He did time not only as a Navy SEAL, but he also was in Ground Branch. That's CIA. So, and he was in, and he also worked for Blackwater. That was incredible. He did had Eric Prince on and did a couple hours, and it was a very good interview. But I just want to ask all of them, at what point do you say, hey, wait a minute, you know? Is there an Illuminati? Is there a deep state? Yes or no? You know, I would love to ask these guys. You got Jocko. You got so many of these people. Now, all I want is to ask and have them answer two questions. And the two questions are, I just said, that's it. I want to change the narrative to incredible stories of back in the day. To what are we doing about the deep state right now? What are we doing about Klaus Schwab? My question is this. What is the official position of, let's say, the Navy SEALs? What is the official position on a one-world government? It's never been asked. It's never been asked publicly. It's never been answered publicly. I mean, we're talking about literally a one-world government. Are you guys okay with that? Yes or no?
I'm not.
But we need to change the narrative. We need to start getting these questions. And these are not conspiracy theories. This is Klaus Schwab, for God's sake.
Explain to everybody who Klaus Schwab is.
Like, are we okay with that?
That's
what I want to
Klaus
know.
Klaus
Schwab. And I was a Navy SEAL, and I had all these intelligence assets and all these assets available. Mission planning, target packages, my God. I started looking at some of these bad guys and going, you know what? Maybe we should get some of this adrenochrome off. Let's find out who's creating it, who's doing it. I would say creating it, because if you know the process. Where are these pipelines coming from? Who's involved in this? At what point do we change the narrative to, what are you guys doing about it? And that's what I'm trying to accomplish by something like this. If we can just flood the inbox of these guys on one particular day,
let it for a week or two. Hit their inboxes. Hit their websites. Get their emails flooded. Flood their inbox. Hit their Facebook, where it posts hashtag their name. What you do is you put a pound sign, which means hashtag, at the bottom, and you put their name across there, and it'll pop up on the internet, folks. In case you didn't know, on Google and on Bing and on Yahoo and what are the others? Facebook, Twitter. Go ahead, Anonymous.
All I'm trying to do is change the narrative on these podcasts. I just want them to answer two questions. And if we all work together, if we just flood that inbox, we might have a chance at having a real conversation about, hey, okay, obviously there's a deep state. That's not a secret. You know, there's multiple cabals fighting for power, and it gets very fractured and weird real quick. But all I want to know is, what are you guys doing about it? Do you know it exists? Obviously you do, to some extent. But it's in the open. I mean, the layman, Joe Sixpack, is starting to figure out, ooh, there is a cabal, and they're making decisions for me. And they're not good. I mean, we're taking vaccines from people who want less people on the planet. I mean, wrap your head around that. There's people like Bill Gates. He literally wants less people on the planet. And he's pushing vaccines, which are very profitable. So that's all I have to say. I just want those two questions. Of all these podcasters, because I tell you what, we need these guys. We need these people. We need their contacts. I mean, my God, can you imagine picking up the phone of one of these guys and going through the numbers? My God, there's some incredibly dangerous people there. Well, what are we doing about it? I mean, if anybody needs handcuffs, I can give them some.
Now, Grant. What did I say? Anyway. Here's a question as an ex-Marine. You're concerned about this country. And you're concerned about all these different things. What I want you to do is give the people about a 5-minute scenario of how bad it is today, in your opinion, of your observation. Because I'm going to post your operation. Now, the other one's up, Operation Open Letters, I believe, is already on my site, and people can punch in the search engine to find it. And if it isn't there, I'll have it up this evening with this broadcast. And your other one, this current operation. Because, folks, I want Anonymous to describe his opinion of where we're at today. And then what I want to do is I want to move from your opinion to what we need to do, people, to form our own military to take care of a problem if it comes to hand. And we need these broadcasters to be on our side. We need every ex-military in the country to be on our side. There's going to be about 10% of them sold out to the New World Order, the Illuminati One World Order.
Controlled opposition, absolutely.
Absolutely. And there's going to be that percent. And they're you know, and Blackwater. I'm going to explain
pretty,
Blackwater.
You know, so that, like, it's an incredible interview. You know, and he, in that interview, he mentions he was a NOC, not official cover.
Now, Blackwater.
It's not a secret. You don't just talk about the building like
now,
that
you,
or a company like that.
Now, you're very knowledgeable, and Blackwater tried to attack me, and a helicopter went down because of me. A Blackwater, and they think I owe them $3.5 million, and the Mossad thinks I owe them for their four bodies. They're
yeah,
trying
like
to murder
to
me.
That. I'd like to see that good.
Anyway. And I found it. The records on it kept it. It showed it was posted on Homeland Security later as a mechanical failure. But, hey, I do have a little muscle and juice and developed some from all the prison cells I went to. Over a 10.5 month period of time, met all the super spooks and all the Iran-Contra players. They had locked up trying to keep them silent. You know, a lot of books I've been looking at because of my whistleblower series with Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie
yeah.
Davis is coming on.
Yeah,
but Drugging America,
on?
The Mafia, CIA and Bush. Defrauding America. I mean, I thought it was about 50 of them I knew. It's
yeah.
probably close to 100 that are dead.
Mm-hmm.
I've lasted 38 years this fucking coming month by the grace of God and only the power of Christ. And I'll bring that up also, but give me your opinion of 5 minute, condense it if you can, of what the Illuminati, what you're speaking of, and what I've spoke of, the New World Order, and this is the satanic cabal, fallen angels, demons, that Jesus Christ is against. So, Anonymous, please state your opinion, then I want to change the subject and go to what we need to do militarily-wise, as patriots, as ex-military, to be prepared to take care of a big problem coming at us right now. Go ahead.
Well, the biggest problem, there's many, many, many different problems that are facing, that we're facing that are legit, horribly bad. The economy, the dollar is toast, okay? It's not going to be worth much at all very soon because we have robbed and looted so many, and we've invaded and robbed and looted so many other countries. You can't bomb a town for democracy. That's stupid. You know, so all these countries are going to dump the dollar. The minute they do, we are screwed. Because just think of how many, I think it's 70% of all the printed dollars are outside of the country, or outside of the United States. So when the dollar collapsed, all these countries are going to be like, you know what, we don't need the dollar. We don't need the U.S. dollar because of the petrodollar. If a particular country wanted to buy oil, they had to buy U.S. dollars and then pay in U.S. dollars. Well, that's not the case anymore. Russia is the new big dog right now because they're selling oil and they're only accepting rubles or gold. Now, I've heard they're talking about accepting Bitcoin, but I don't know about that. That's a conversation for another time. But so, if you're not paying rubles, you don't get energy. And I tell you what, they're paying it. They're buying the energy was Mormons. They don't need our dollar anymore. Not only that, but I don't think a lot of these countries like us very much anymore because of what we've done. And if you look at the, there's a, I can't remember his name, it's the, I'll go back to it, the economic hitman. If you listen to that documentary, it's going to shock you. And that's what we've done all over the world. John Bolton just did an interview, who's a warmonger big time. Terrible mustache. He needs to trim that mustache. Anyway, he's a warmonger.
Bolton, excuse me.
On TV, set up coups.
Bolton, by the way, in my opinion, deserves a cherry tree. But go ahead, Grant.
Here's the thing. Everybody wants these guys to go on trial. And I do, too. But one thing we need to be really careful about is, you know, at least the Nuremberg trials. I totally supported them. I do. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm not exactly clear on the timelines, but I do know this. The Nuremberg trials were public show trials. And people did go to jail, and I get it. But at the same time, let's not forget Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip is when the Allies went into Germany, stole all these mind scientists and all these scientists and brought them back. So instead of putting them on trial, we gave them jobs. We put them in the academic scene. When NASA first came to fruition, first started, they were Nazis.
Hey, and the cloning in Hope, Arkansas, that me and Grant Bowers with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette exposed.
Now,
the clone base down there.
And that's a conversation for another time. The technology is there, I'm guessing, but you know, and it's just here's what nothing's ever going to change ever until all these big names literally get arrested. Okay, the country needs healing. The world needs healing. And the only way to bring that about is to literally put these people in handcuffs and actually arrest them. I'm not talking about show trials. I'm not talking about, hey, these people get probation. I mean, these people are as evil as it gets. And I don't think they're actually humans. I really don't. You get so evil that your humanity is just washed away. I mean, it gets esoteric and really weird really quick. But these people are so evil. Madeleine Albright was asked one time, 500,000 men and women and children were killed during the war? Is it worth it? She said, yeah, it is worth it. We think it is. 500,000 people. So, these people are as evil as it gets. Because here's the thing the American people don't seem to understand. You think like you think. Okay, you would never do that. You would never do X, Y, and Z. That's just crazy. But you know what? They do. So if you're thinking like you think, don't. Find out how they think, okay? And then you get a better understanding.
No. I think you summarized.
What are we going to do? I don't know. Because I would love to say, hey, let's get a crew together and go kick in some doors. Okay. Well, whose door? And then what are we going to do when we get there? I'd like to do that, but you know what? It's not realistic. Because are we going to grab someone, a politician, by the hair and bring them into court? The courts are rigged. The whole system's rigged. The entire system's rigged. Now, I like Donald Trump, but I got to tell you, he's the clean, and the only reason I like him is because he's the cleanest dirty shirt in the hamper.
He's not evil, folks.
Trump, he's the cleanest dirty shirt.
Super Spook Otis Johnson told me, I said, that means there's 200,000 of them, aliens, they're possessing human beings, registered with the NSA, and he was NSA. That means all the world leaders. Hang on, Anonymous. And he says, I said, that means all the world leaders are possessed. He goes, no, Stu. He says, not all of them are. He says, Donald Trump isn't. He's not evil, he says. But he says, they've got aides that give them advice that are possessed. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you are who you surround yourself with. But going forward, it's only a matter of time before people realize realize that this vaccine, this COVID vaccine, is toxic. I mean, it's been proven. The stuff that's in these vaccines is toxic. It's horrible. There's the molecular,
deadly.
The damn nanotechnology that's actually involved in these things. It's just, it's on all different levels. So, hey, if Donald Trump comes in and he's reelected either during the midterms or if we're still around in the next presidential race, okay, I welcome him back. Don't get me wrong. But you got to stand tall for these vaccines. You got to come out and say, hey, look, I now know what's in them. You know, if you look at these insurance actuaries, Google that, insurance actuaries. As soon as the vaccine came out, guess what? So did the deaths.
Remember what the cure was, folks? Doctors put it out, tonic water. Tonic water.
Life insurance payments skyrocketed. Why? Because they're dying. I was in the medical field. I got fired for not taking the vaccine. I've seen the inside of the healthcare system. But let me tell you, my friends, it is broken. So broken. It's shocking. The things I've seen nurses say or do, because it's the protocol. And it's not the people, because there's, you know, the nurses, there's some really incredible nurses out there, but there's some nurses that don't give a damn. They're burnt out, they're toxic. But it's the protocols that really, everything needs to be overhauled. So
yeah.
What do we do? I don't know. Maybe Operation Flood the Inbox. Hey, maybe some of these people can have a conversation publicly and we'll all get involved. But nothing's ever going to happen. Nothing is ever going to change until big names, big household names get arrested.
And I'm hoping that my audience...
We can't just go assassinate all these people, because eventually we will be just like them. It will just turn that way. So we got to do it in a righteous way. We got to do it in a legal way. And that's the only thing I can see. But if we flood the inbox of all of these podcasters and ask them those two questions, maybe, just maybe, the narrative will change and, you know, something might happen. Now, I'm grasping at straws that something might happen, but because I don't know what else to do. I'm not going to join the militia, because how many FBI informants and undercover FBI people are in these things? I mean, where is the militia? I haven't heard. The militia still exists.
Hang on, Anonymous.
But I'd like to see, you know, what are we doing?
Anonymous, I'm in agreement with you, because here's the deal. I formed a militia, folks, in 1994. Called Guardians of American Liberties, Registered as a Trust, out of Boulder, Colorado, headquartered. Because I went to a Patriot meeting and spoke, had done videos, TV station, that aired it in Denver, Colorado, after I got out of jail a few months later in 94. And I go out there, and this TV station, hang on a second, so here's the deal. I go into a Patriot meeting because they invited me. There was 150 of them showed up. These were the hardcore Denver, Colorado Patriots from all the counties. Because of my reputation, being on many radio shows out there hiding from the FBI, used to be a mainstream, put me and Margie Sloan on. And Phyllis Cox, Archibald Cox, Watergate prosecutor's daughter who was fired, had become my friend. She lives in another country. She had escaped America. Had sued Silverado. Mac's father-in-law owned the place. Excuse me, I got a cracked rib. I have a cough. She used to hook me up three-way on her lawyer business phone with the radio station. She would call and collect. I'd call her direct. No cost to her. And I did 70 radio shows doing hiding from the FBI with Harder, the big one out of Florida, whole bunch of them. About 70 radio shows. It really pissed the FBI off, because the U.S. attorney said, oh, Judge, we don't want him to have a bomb. He hid from us. We couldn't even find his communication while he's calling radio shows up. They couldn't track him. No. There was a point I brought this up. And it was deal with the militia a year later. 6 months later, I'm in Colorado. I have 150 patriots out there in the audience giving a speech on what I'd found, blowing the four congressional investigations, Silverado, the Denver Airport, HUD, and the Keating 5, they dubbed it. It was the MDC 200. MDC was the parent company of Silverado, Neil Bush director, money contra, Iran contra, MENA Arkansas, Clinton's, Bush's, Milman, my ex-father-in-law owned it. Here's the point. I said, at that point, anonymous, I said to myself, all these Iran-Contra people I've met, all these stories I've heard for 10.5 fucking months, they're now publishing all these books Rodney Stitch wrote. Just listen to my series of stories on Whistleblower. One's coming up this weekend. Here's the point. I got my books back where people, I've loaned them out, and they're reading them, friends. Anyway, I marked them up. It'd be incredible shows. But here, my point was, I'm trying to make it, kind of going around the corner, is I started a militia in 1994 by standing before 150 patriots in Denver. And I said, folks, if we formed a national organization tonight, you're all hardcore patriots. You've asked, every one of you have asked me questions. I've shook every one of your hands. I said, I want to know if we could start something to change the country, which you're trying to do, anonymous, except enough people are starting to get to the point where we're going to be starving and out of water and burning up and bad stuff. I was trying to do it back then. After being locked up because the government was so fucking corrupt. Excuse me, ladies, for the language.
At every level.
At every level back then. Because of Daddy Bush. Now, and Anonymous, you're totally correct, and you've been a good friend for 20, 25 years. Here's the point. I said, what would you do? So all these patriots, I said, come up to this big blackboard behind me. The place was a community center. And it had a blackboard in the back of the wall behind me where I'm standing at the podium. And it was from the ceiling, basically, down about a foot from the floor. And I said, someone come up here and say, okay, look, if we could name an organization where we can do different things and change the country, what would it be? Well, they came up with the name Guardians of American Liberties. Then that first thing was protect the Constitution, and the list goes on. Now, if you punch in GOAL, G-O-A-L, or Guardians of American Liberties on my website, you find it. But I will put it with this broadcast. It listed the items that they supported. One of them was a militia. I said, look, we can't centralize a militia because of the infiltration by this dirty feds that we have. Division number 5 of the FBI that I've been told about from all these super spooks. They go around arresting people and shutting them down and falsely doing this to them and that and everything else. So I said, we have to avoid a centralization. So I told them to do it county by county, city by city, group by group. I pushed 100, well, and Time Magazine put me in, and I called him up, said, John Stacks, he was the editor. Stu Webb, blast from the past, I said, John, why did you publicize me in your fold out here in 1995? The militia primer. Stu Webb, an anti-Semitic, whatever. I was married to a Jewish woman, my daughter's Jewish, and I don't like to be called anti-Semitic, because I'm not. Now, why did you publish that? He goes, oh my God, that was you? I said, yeah. Oh, Stu, we'll work this out. Now, they had printed stories for me, Time Magazine did 4 years earlier, in 1990. And Beatty, who was the top reporter, Warren Beatty's brother came to Kansas City and met with me and Margie Sloan, who wrote the book, The Mafia, CIA, and Bush. Al Martin's work was in there through her, and mine were. She introduced me to Archibald Cox's, her attorney, who's in hiding today. Phyllis Cox jump-started me on those radio shows. So here, there in Kansas City for 2 days we met, and he wrote a whole bunch of stories, and then BCCI, they paid me $1,400 to get into that. Bank of Credit Commerce International, tied to the Clintons in Arkansas, spun out of Silverado that I found. He ended up writing the book, The Outlaw Bank. It's going to be up on my site soon under books, folks, several of them. I'm going to post up there. But that was the big deal. So I'm calling him up and saying, what'd you do? The host do? I give you a whole page retraction. First page in Time Magazine's next edition. Write the story. Write the truth. I said, I will. But I never did, folks. I let it go. The last conversation I had with John Stax, who's now retired, it was about 4 or 5 years ago when I reached out to him. Now, they call me a militia primer, blah, blah, blah. But the one thing I did, they said in 42 states, I visited 47 states, you friggin' idiot FBI, you didn't see me. That was a hard ride, folks. Part of Bonney, Pontiac when I got out of jail. Boulder, Colorado, perfect credit. Boy, I got arrested. $100 down on a brand new Pontiac Grand Am with 6-cylinder in it, run 140 miles an hour because I did across the Nevada desert, or not Nevada, but California desert out of Nevada. It's about a 100-mile stretch there. I put 80,000 miles running to 47 states doing speeches over 6 months. I got burned out. I sold the car to a dealer for payoff a couple, 3 months later. I was burned. There was a 1.5 million man army created because of me. I kept track of the numbers. None of it's in any place except my brain. Now, we can do this with what Anonymous is suggesting of this Operation Open Letter, because everybody, we're up to a point now, including those, which is about 800,000 that still listen to my broadcast every month. We can reach out to others. Now go ahead, Anonymous.
Can you imagine if 100,000 people flooded the inbox of all podcasters?
All of them.
That would change the narrative in the alternative media community.
Within a month, all they're going to be talking about is lynching up.
The second question is more important than anything. What are you and your guys doing about it?
That's right. And we need to flood our government officials with the same thing, folks. Create an email account someplace and flood them. They're still going to track you. They're going to know where it came from.
Yeah,
hey, we need to put it in the face. Screw them. Hey, we need to put it in their face now.
In their face. Flooding the box. Force it down the throat. It's just two questions. Now, can you imagine that? 100,000 people all sending one email, two emails to these people. I mean, some of these people are just incredible. The work Sean Ryan, I think, from Vigilance Elite, that dude is doing very, very good work. Now, I got a lot of questions about the Time and Ground Ranch and other stuff, don't get me wrong. But I tell you what, I'm approaching him in a neutral standpoint, literally as a fanboy, because he's a real badass, don't get me wrong. But, you know, can you imagine? You really should listen to some of Vigilance Elite. You should really listen to some of his podcast. He's incredible. Absolutely. He was in Mexico doing stuff about the cartels. I mean, in Mexico, talking to people. And that's the courage we need. I would love to ask him these two questions. I'd go fishing with him. Absolutely.
And these are the two questions in your operation that we're doing now, because we got to save the country. We don't have any choice, folks. We're down to the wire. Now, explain to him, Anonymous, what I mean, because I think you can read my brain. We've talked too many times over the years and seen each other in person, became good friends, and explain to him what I mean by that statement.
The dollar is going to collapse. Okay, it might not. Imagine being worthless. Imagine your 401k and your pension and your retirement plan is based, denominated in the U.S. dollar. If the dollar goes to nothing, that can happen in other countries. I mean, do some research. If it goes down, the people who think they're financially successful because their 401k saves it's a lot, or their bank account, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of wealthy people out here. I don't got a problem with millionaires and billionaires. I got no problem with that. I'm happy for them. But imagine the shift in the psychological when the dollar collapses. Now, nobody has food, you know, months and months of food in the house. Nobody. I don't. But when food becomes very scarce and really hard to get and ridiculously expensive, I mean ridiculously expensive, it's going to cause a lot of problems. And therefore, civil unrest is going to skyrocket. If you can't get gas because it's either so expensive or not available, imagine the chain effect that's going to happen in society. Okay? Now, I don't know what's planned for the midterms, but I tell you what. What I do know is the Democrats are against the wall. They're pretty screwed right now. And when you're dealing with these people, let's just call them the deep state, because I don't know what to call them. There's multiple factions. They're all evil, whatever. They're in a box. And they're getting even more dangerous because they don't have anything to lose. So, there was a Nino Rodriguez and Joel Skousen just did an interview together. Awesome. Incredible. Joel Skousen really knows what he's doing. That's a really good one. But what's coming is never been seen before, from what I'm understanding. It's never been seen before. It's never what's coming. The dollar collapse, the ozone layer. My God, listen to Dan Whittington from geoengineeringwatch.org. Now, of all the books I've ever read, and all the podcasts I've ever listened to, and all the radio shows, and Stu, you've had some whoppers of conversations with these incredible people.
Dane used to be on my little radio network, folks.
People, of all the people I've ever listened to in the books, Dane Whittington, I hope I'm pronouncing his name.
Geoengineeringwatch.org and under.com.
Of all the conversations I've heard, that guy scares me the most because A, it's he's real, he's legit, the information is accurate.
Yes.
Where are we gonna go? It's not like we can go to, you know, drive down to Florida to escape anything. When you're talking about the ozone layer, now here to the older listeners, let me ask you this, and this will bring it home. When you were growing up, do you remember yellow sun? I do. Go outside tomorrow and take an actual look at the sun. It's white. It's not yellow anymore. Now, why is that? I don't know. But I'm sure it has something to do with the ozone layer and the geoengineering and God only knows what else. So, I mean, but don't look for an external savior other than Jesus. Because Donald Trump is not going to come in here and put food in your refrigerator.
It's only Jesus Christ. And folks, all this could be changed if everybody pray against it. Look, here's what's going to happen. In the bottom line, we're all warriors, those that believe in Christ. We will be the ones to defeat what Anonymous is explaining to you as the new heaven and earth arrives. Go ahead.
New Jerusalem. It's called the New Jerusalem. Yes. Nobody goes to heaven. Heaven comes to us. And the best book I've ever read about the final day is called The Final Day. Great resource is True News, TRUnews.com. Rick Wiles, Doc Edwards, I believe his name.
Hello,
Doc
Rick.
Those two guys are rock stars, absolute rock stars.
Rick and I used to do a lot of radio shows.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah,
it's been 20 years, though.
Stu's an old pro. I mean, he's a, literally an OG when it comes to street terms. But the book, Final Day, is definitely worth a read. I can't remember. It's 20, 30 bucks. It's in its second version because it took up the first two chapters. And I read the first one. And I got the other one over here. I just have got to finish another book first. I can't read two books at the same time. Excuse me. But when Jesus comes, it's game on. And everybody gets judged at the exact same time. And there is no heaven. Well, there is, but nobody goes to heaven. Heaven comes to us. And if I hope you dispute it. I hope you think that I'm crazy for what I just said. Well, read the book. It will, it's literally...
Can I say something?
And there's 10 Bible scriptures on every page. I'm serious. And you, at the end of that book, you will have a concrete understanding of what happens on the final day.
Name the book
it's
again.
It's getting a lot closer.
Get the name of the book again to the audience by Rick Wiles. I know Rick. He knows me.
Final Day.
Now... Folks, I'm going to tell you about a dream of mine. This is serious. I had it more than once. I saw a planet pull up to Earth. I saw a bridge fold down, a wooden bridge. It's kind of curved over. And it was heaven. It was Christ standing there. I looked at the audience out here that saw it pull up. I see all these faces. The first layer looked like x-rays of people's heads and bodies. The second layer was dimmer. The third layer was dimmer. The fourth layer, darkness. All these people were pulling up. They were crossing the bridge, meeting Jesus at the top of the bridge. And I see my daughter walk up and her family, her kids. I saw them cross the bridge or go to the top or wherever. And I see my ex-wife in the audience standing there. And Jesus says, should I let her cross the bridge? I said, Lord, that is not my decision. It's yours. Period. I already forgave her.
Yeah.
Go forward.
Right. Yeah, forgiveness is tough.
It is. Well, it's a hard thing.
Between forgiveness,
you've got to pray for their salvation. Pray for their salvation when you forgive them. You don't need to ask him but once or twice. God's in your midst when you ask, and two or more. What's so powerful about the human race, man and woman, as husband and wife before the Lord, not living together in sin, which 92% of the people are doing, but being actually married in matrimony before Jesus Christ in his name, is a powerful thing. When you go to bed at night, get on your hands and knees before the Lord and pray for your family in the country. Pray for this all the things that Anonymous have pointed out this evening. It can change things. Then Christ doesn't pull up. Now, Super Spoke Otis Johnson said the CERN collider over in Switzerland, the NSA looked into it. Now, this is, he died 2 months before General Flynn, or 2 weeks before General Flynn was fired at the National Security Council, or whatever it is, up at the White House, and charged falsely, proved his innocence through Scott Bennett's attorney, my friend. Here's the point. He told me that they looked in space-time when the super collider and saw that between late 2021 and early 2025, that a fireball zipped around the sun that they couldn't stop, six times the size of the planet Earth, and hit Earth and burned it up. He said beforehand, there's going to be two stars zip around the sun and smack the planet sometime 2021 late into 2025 the end. And he says, I said, well, what do you think the super planet ball fire? He says early 2024, or late 2024, early 2025. And I said, when do you think these other two planets are going to hit? He says, that's what I want to talk to you about. He says, Wormwood, Revelation 13, he was a Christian. Raised as a Christian, became a super spook. Yeah, murdered a few people, asked Christ for forgiveness. He did for his country, USA. There were only 300 of them ever developed. But he said they saw in CERN that we would be hit. That's Revelation 13, Wormwood. Two-thirds of mankind are going to die from drinking the water because of bitterness, poison. Okay. Then a second star in Revelation 13. There's a second star that smacks us. Chapter or two later, the people don't notice. Go ahead, Anonymous.
That happened in Egypt, if I'm not mistaken. Not lately, it was quite a long time ago. But, everything, all the water should have been gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think we're at right now? I'll finish and ask for another.
Where are we at right now? I think August, September, the dollar is going to collapse. There's going to be extreme unrest, civil unrest. I think the people who are comfortable and don't know what's actually going on are going to literally crap their pants, because people lose their, they just lose it if they can't access Facebook. Imagine if they haven't had food for a couple days. Now, the real dangerous thing about lack of food is, take a husband and a wife and two kids. Normal family. Loving family, law-abiding, everything's good. If they can't feed their kids, at some point, they're going to do what they got to do. And that changes everything. Okay? That changes everything.
Let's stop for a minute. Anonymous. Add to it the 100 plants that are burned down around the U.S. food processing plants.
We've got over 100 food processing plants that have burned. Now, I'm looking at that as asymmetrical warfare. It's not some guy wearing a uniform shooting at another guy with a uniform. It's people infiltrating this country, which is super easy to do. You know, starting fires at processing, food processing plants. If you can't get, there's so many different, and you'll see it more and more. When a large corporation can't get a particular chemical or food ingredient, it changes everything within that you know, product. And you're going to see this more and more. I'm already seeing my grocery stores not carrying X, Y, and Z they used to, but right now,
I'm seeing it again in Kansas City.
Nobody sees what's going on. But they will. They will. And when they do, they're going to lose it. And then the dollar's going to collapse. Imagine working all your life. I know a guy. He works ridiculous overtime. I mean, hardcore. And he pumps it into his 401k. And I don't have the heart to tell him it's not going to be there.
Now, you know, I want to interrupt you. Anonymous. Anonymous.
Going to collapse. Civil unrest, and then you look at the Dmitry Dudeman prophecy. Why don't you give the skinny on that?
Real quick, Anonymous. I want to interrupt you because of what you talk about the collapse of the dollar. Folks, a friend of mine, ex-former CIA, sent me a videotape of a friend of hers that developed it, put it up, and it's up on YouTube. But it's on StuWeb.com. Breaking news, it says Silverado savings drug money, BlackRock owns everything. The U.S. largest bank. Look at the video. Look how they did it. This is artificial intelligence. 15 years ago, videotaped by this guy. Okay? And this is Pete Peterson, my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Nolan, financed Pete Peterson out of drug money from Silverado, connected the Arkansas, Clinton's, Bush's, part of Iran-Contra, drug money laundering that I caused the congressional investigation on. They got me locked up illegally for 10 and a half fucking months with charges dismissed with prejudice against me. Yet the FBI hounds me today. Now, That drug money. You look at that video. This is a fucking robot, folks. Artificial intelligence doing trading. Explain it to them, anonymous. You saw it, right? Did you watch the video?
I've seen a video about Aladdin and BlackRock, yeah.
Okay. Now, folks, it's on my site. You have to watch this after listening to this radio show. It's incredible. It will blow your mind. This is set by a friend of the CIA, no longer. But you might check it out. It's incredible what they did. They became the U.S. largest fucking bank, took over the Federal Reserve, all from drug money, and financed a robot to do artificial intelligence, do trading. Now, you brought up a point, Anonymous, you brought up a point earlier about your pension funds. The robots stole your friggin' pension funds. Get mad. Do this operation. Flood the inbox.
Yeah, your pension. Don't expect to get your pension. Just don't.
Hey.
Okay.
Melvin, my ex-father-in-law, his two attorneys, that one owns Silverado, graduated together from in 72 from Boulder, the law school out there. One of them became the CIA. Oh, I got tons. It's on my internet site. Go to Break It, Radio Bar 1. Radio Bar 1, go all the way to the bottom. I posted the conversations with Leonard Milman that got me arrested on terroristic death threat charges.
One phone call.
No, there were three or four. After they shot my tires out, trying to kill me, folks, crossing the Missouri River. Less than 1 year later, an IRS agent got fired over me reporting, and she calls me up and says, oh, Stuart, we got this truck driving school named Stevens Truck Driving. Stevens Transport is what it's called today. They had $7 million in Silverado accounts after I turned them into the IRS. At the request of congressional investigators, folks, the IRS has shut them down. We can't do it. We can only do so much. Anyway.
So I don't know what to do. I really don't.
She nearly was killed in the same way, blasting caps, tires. Go ahead.
I do want to get one more book out there. I do want to mention one more book, and this is literally the scariest book I've ever read, and it's true. So when you get this book, make sure you open your Bible at the same time, because you'll be going back and forth. The book, the name of the book is The Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar. Literally.
Give the name out again a couple of times so people have time to write it down. Back up the audio. Give it out once or twice more.
All right. It's called The Black Awakening. The Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar.
How do you spell the last name?
If you're just starting your journey about trying to find out what's really going on, go straight to the end of the rabbit hole, all the way down. And if you read that book, I've given this book to several people, and no one can read it. Because they're like, I can't. It's just too much. The first time I gave this book to somebody, he grew up in Chicago selling crack. He literally grew up wearing a fur coat selling crack in Chicago. And the stories you tell me were just incredible. He got saved. We started talking. He thought I was already crazy. So I said, hey, what the heck? Dude, you got to read this book. We got to read this book. He gave me this book back about two weeks later. And I said, did you read the whole thing? He said, no. And I said, why? He goes, it's too much. And I said, what's the problem? Because it's hardcore. It's an incredible book. And he said, it freaked me out so bad because everything in that book lines up with the Bible. I mean, in the book, The Black Awakening, there's multiple, many Bible references. And so if you want to find out, you want to skip to the end of the movie, what's really going to happen? The Black Awakening by Wrestling Dark.
No, no, no. We as the American people, Americans defending America now. Okay? Operation Flood the Inbox. We Americans defending America now. Okay. Now you're an ex-Marine and I'm an ex-Marine and hey, the Marine Corps taught me how to come into the enemy's camp and kill one of these punks. Take his guns.
Trade no fucking back lines. I'll tell you what. We're keeping you in the headquarters with comms. It's just that's all there is.
That's where I was. Headquarters of Battalion, 4th Marine Division, Kansas City, Missouri. I worked for the CO. I was a Remington Raider, they called us. You know, 0151. I kept records. Had a lieutenant piss me off. He pissed me off a couple times. I pissed him off, calling his whole squad up because they didn't show up. You know, I mean, hey, I've been there, done that. Here's the point. I've done combat, seen the copperhead snakes, the capital's unit crawling across. I flew a helicopter with the CO who I was guarding, the commanding officer, the captain, in the back seat, and a colonel back there, the head 4th Division colonel, flying off the USS Iwo Jima. And a helicopter fire, I'm watching him, and I know the floorboard down there, that moves the tail wing, and you got the lift in the center, and you got the joysticks to move you right, left, forward, and back. So I got a flying helicopter for about 40, 60 miles. I moved it around a little bit, stopped, did a twist, and headed back, and the CO was kind of impressed. Oh, well, I like this. If our helicopter pilot gets killed and I gotta escape, he says, I know who my pilot is. So anyway, hey, I've been there. Now, we can tell war stories. I can tell you about four times after being in the Marine Corps getting attacked by people, the town bullies and kind of shit, and putting them in the hospital. Those are my war stories. But the Marine Corps taught me. Sneak in, kill the enemy, take their weapon, and keep all the weapons, everyone you kill. Now listen, folks, we're going to have war in America, in my opinion, the next spring, probably within the next few months. As you kill the enemy, the Marine Corps taught me, you take the weapons and the guns off of them, and any other, toys, knives, bayonets, whatever, take it off them and supply it to your troops behind you, but reload off of them. Reload to kill more of them off of them.
That's a legit thing. But we also got to remember that the biggest weapon that's being used against us is spiritual. There are no political solutions to spiritual problems. So instead of spending all the time, money, and energy on a new M4, it's an ease.
You're very correct, Anonymous. Now, you know, I got a toy. I'm not going to say it, but I have one. I got a little ammo. I got enough to take out the enemy, and I'm going to take all their toys, and I'm going to use it against them.
Dangerous with a keyboard than a pistol.
I hope so, right now.
Much more dangerous with a keyboard. Uh-huh. I mean, if anybody listening has ever looked at his filings, his court filings, oh my God. Oh, this dude's legit. He is literally legit.
Well, thank you for that. But thank you for that, Anonymous.
It's going to happen, the financial crash, civil unrest, and then
food shortage, fires.
Nuked or something. But if you look at Greg Hunter's USA Watchdog, he just did a new video. I can't remember the guy's name, but basically he said, if my computer had legs in 2023, it would literally crawl under the covers.
Hey, he's probably correct about that statement, because I'm telling you, artificial intelligence, if people watch that video, It says on the internet site, like StuWeb.com, breaking news column, last video I posted, it says Silverado savings drug money, BlackRock.
Yeah.
Read, I mean, just look at it, folks. They used a friggin' robot to do tradings to steal your pension funds over the past 20, 15 to 20 years.
Stock up on food and water.
And then they took over the money supply of the Federal Reserve.
Stand by.
They own the Federal Reserve. That's your money supply. They're getting ready to crater it. They already talked about it. We're getting ready to go to credit debit. It's in the Bible. You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Get ready for bartering. The only way you're going to survive this was with the Holy Spirit. And knowing Jesus Christ and Him knowing you, and you can ask and He will supply. Am I right or wrong, Anonymous?
You're right.
But in the meantime,
the rest of this year, 2023, is going to be biblical.
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, when the dollar collapses, everything gets rubbed bare. What I mean by that is all the people who are being bribed to keep their mouth shut, all of their money's going to stop. All the people who are involved in criminal activity, everything is going to change. Everything is going to stop. If you're dealing in a particular currency and that currency is worth nothing, everything changes. Everything changes, so it's gonna be pretty interesting. But you know what? A, we can survive this, and B, we can be productive during it. And there's absolutely no reason, if we do it correctly, that we can't come out on the other end in a good position.
Now we can do that with the power of God. You want to explain that?
Good luck with that.
The power of God is very powerful if enough people pray. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, if you've ever prayed for someone who's really evil, it throws them up. It literally affects them.
Yes, for their salvation, God will kill them. He demonstrated to me twice. Twice, a prosecutor and judge son died because of me asking for God to bring him to salvation because of what they did to me.
Yeah.
I was released from jail months later as a result of that judge's son dying. And Ted Gunderson, the former FBI stooge, him and his buddy who filed charges against me, I didn't steal anything. All the videotapes, those two webs stole these documents from me. He didn't have anything. Here's the point. It was a stooge buddy. He asked, set me up to go and check on, who swung at me and knocked him down. Him with solar plexus, Grant, knocked the wind out of me, fell to the floor, and I told him, get out of here. His dad told me to check on his place. That prosecutor went to the public defender. Her name is Lori Deffenbaugh in Las Vegas, Nevada. Crying. In front of all the public defenders in Las Vegas, they're all like, whoa, what the fuck is the matter with this guy? This is a prosecutor we're all up against. He's crying, asking for Lori Deffenbaugh, and she takes him to his office, closes the door, and he says, I'm dropping charges against Stu Webb. God told me if I don't, I'll die today like my son did last night in a car crash. That was very serious because I prayed for his salvation for almost 2 months, folks. Because I'm innocent, Jesus. So why am I being brought to trial by this stooge? Okay. He learned his lesson. That's Jesus' power. So, what is your conclusion? An opinion of what's probably going to happen to America over the next few months, and what do we need to do right now, like your open letter?
Well, the Operation Flood the Inbox is really just, let's get the the narrative change.
Let's hit ABC News, CBS, CNN, Fox News. Let's change the narrative.
They're done. They're captured.
Hit all the Facebook and Twitter accounts. Go ahead.
Sean Hannity's never going to do a story about adrenochrome.
Explain to people what it is.
Well, I mean, my God. It just Google it and find it out yourself. It's just so evil. It's just, you got to do some paperwork. You got to do some work on your own, people. But that information's available. It's not top secret. I mean, it's just, it's evil.
But give them an explanation of how evil it is.
This is spiritual. This is a spiritual war. It's asymmetrical in the real, I don't know, I guess in the real world, I guess. But it's a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual war. That's all there is to it. Good versus evil. It's not a new thing.
How bad is it going to become for the human race over the next 6 months?
When food dries up in certain regions, you're going to see what's called diaspora. And diaspora is nothing more than a fancy word for mass. Imagine this in the big city where you live. Everybody leaves the city.
Las Vegas drying up like me. Like me, Las Vegas is going to dry up. Everybody's going to leave next 6 months.
It literally is looking like that. So I don't know what the population of Las Vegas is, but imagine all the people in Las Vegas going to different places.
There's over a million people out there, I think, now or something. Yeah.
Just think how much toilet paper they're going to use. Just think how much.
Look at Phoenix, Arizona.
How much gasoline they need to do that. And
look
at the truck stop. If the truck stop rolling, whatever you got is what you got.
Look at all the homeless people down there in Arizona that Joe's been reporting on. Flagstaff is loaded the whole place. The whole mount's covered with homeless people now.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a sleeping bag.
I got one too.
I expect that to happen.
I know. So oh, by the way, you buy a sleeping bag, you buy one Marine Corps style. You buy one Marine Corps style if you got a sleeping bag. It zips up all the way around on the inside and out. That way you keep the snakes out of you while you're asleep. Go ahead.
I hope it's a new one because the one you got injured was like 100 years ago.
Yeah, well, I remember sleeping on Mount Mother Effort, they called it. Out there. I climbed that damn thing in fucking mud.
Yeah.
Raining. You talk about how high is that mountain, motherfucker, San Diego, or out in California, Camp Pendleton.
Tell them why it's called that.
This is the motherfucker to climb.
While you're climbing that mountain, he will say that word.
Every step you'll be saying it, especially the second half, and you're slipping and sliding and digging your fingers in, and you're digging your boot in on someone else's boot print and slipping and sliding, but you're climbing to the next level using your fingernails. Fingers, digging in the mud to pull yourself up.
5-hour energy drink is not going to help you do that. No. Okay.
And when you get to the top, they run you another, 3 miles down through that trail?
The microwave.
Fuck.
And then you got the microwave just up and down, up and down, up and down. That's in San Diego. These are right off what we call the MCT, Marine Combat Training. It's something after boot camp. But
it was infantry training to me.
Stand by, and put a crew together that you trust, with soul, people with soul, and have cash. Turn your cash into still gold or silver, if that's your thing. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you how to handle your finances. But if the dollar is not worth anything, you need a shift. You need to switch to plan B.
What you might do rather than gold, now, Anonymous, this is the second backup plan. This is golden total survival. The cash is going to be worthless. You can put it in your bank account and get your credit debit card or your chip. So you buy and sell. That Bible prophesies. Or you take that retirement now, and after watching the video on my internet site, I hope after this program a lot of people are woken up. Maybe that extra cash you got in the bank pulled out, go buy canned goods and buy a lot of can openers because they do wear out. Maybe pop top lids are good.
John Wayne's.
Yeah. Get to Walmart. Get to different places. Load up on that toilet paper. Load up on everything that you're going to have. And water. Dollar stores. Dollar General. The different ones. Buck and a quarter. They should be recalled dollar and a quarter stores. Here's the point. Get water. Get prepared because look. Those vegetables, those vegetables in the cans, you'll want to dump them in something and pour water on them and clean them off before you eat them. Get a barbecue grill. Be prepared, because as soon as all the electricity goes off, any meat in your refrigerator or freezer, you better start cooking in the meals. Now be prepared. Stock up. If you got a closet, stock the fucking thing with $500 worth of canned goods. Remember, you tuna, fish, salmon, you can cook on a grill. You got wood around your yard.
Volunteers are going to be knocking on your door asking for food.
That is the barter and selling part. That is the barter and selling part that's going to keep other Christians alive during this period of time. So I make recommendations to all Christians, those believers, those who are on the basic sideline, listening to my radio show, go watch that video that I told you about, Silverado drug money, and then turn around and think about your pension funds. Why are these companies that they own 95% of the companies in America offering you a pension fund? We'll give you the matching pension fund. Because Fidelity Life, Fidelity Financial, Brownstein, Daddy Bush's CI counsel that was Milman's attorney, my ex-father-in-law's attorney in 72 out of law school, becomes head CI counsel underneath Daddy Bush's CI director. Now, Larry Mizell, who took over for Milman when he died and inherited the $100 trillion he had, the fallen angel possessed, became fallen angel. Now, Mizell controls now what was Meyer Lansky, the Jewish mob don, fallen angel possessed, then Milman became it, died in 2004, and Mizell is now it. Now, Mizell is in control of nearly $150, $200 trillion. But he has Milman's passed on, Great West Life Insurance Company, which was HSBC Bank, the world's largest bank, that every month keeps coming up in Google for being indicted for drug money laundering, which is part of Iran-Contra, which they own.
That's like a Tuesday for them.
Yeah. Now, Great West Life controls 40-some-odd percent of the pension funds. Bought it out during J.P. Morgan and I caused bank bailout collapse. Mizell paid, Great West Life paid, or not Great West Life, but MDC paid, basically the parent company, $2.5 billion in fines I've never received a reward on from the SEC. Never will be paid, never paid a reward. Now, it's very interesting to understand that you got these two attorneys that Milman hired, 72 out of law school. One starts taking over and building HUD apartment complexes for Milman. The other one becomes the attorney, later becomes Daddy Bush's attorney, back to becoming the one who everything rolls back, Dominion software involving Trump and everything went back to his registration, him registering it. But Mizell was the one that set up Silverado and MDC and was part of the HUD scandal with Bill Wynn. But these two attorneys are the keys to the global economy. Fidelity controls 40-some-odd percent, 80% of the pension funds. So they're controlling the pension funds both sides, 90-some-odd percent. And here they're doing what the videotape shows you of a robot sitting in the control room doing trading artificial intelligence for the past 15 years. Now, a friend of mine that was in the CIA gave it to me, and her friend was CIA who created it. Watch the video. That's what's getting ready to happen. BlackRock Blackstone took over the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, folks. Watch that video. You will blow your mind. Now, Anonymous, I want you to give 5 minutes of closing or so to this program and tell people what they need to do besides unite together that we need to do now and pass along and do your operation.
Well, I definitely would like to change the narrative in alternate media and just and flood the inbox of your favorite military podcast. It doesn't have to be a military podcast, but I would like to know the official position from, you know, some of these organizations out of one world government.
But the problem is, if I may inject something.
All I need to do is stock up on food and water.
Hang on a second. Okay. Now, one of the reasons I'm interrupting you is because we have a lot of ex-military that is Bush crime syndicate fucking stooges out here.
Yep.
And a lot of them have podcasts. This is a way to define them as being stooges. It's time to define the media. It's time to define the military. It's time to define those with podcasts claiming to be ex-military. Are you on our side? Are you one of the crime syndicate stooges? It's time to find out, quit listening to the bullshit. And it's time we unite together and be prepared. Start holding meetings among patriots.
When the collapse comes, when the financial collapse comes, everything's going to change. Everything. And you know what? A lot of the division and the strife and the fighting and the propaganda is going to go away. And it's going to get ugly because you just, my God.
Okay. You're married. You got kids. You're married. You got kids. You're out of food. What are you going to do? You're married, you got kids, you're out of food, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You're going to go hit your neighbors down the street about fucking 2 miles away.
At some point, you got to do what you got to do. And that puts your whole family at risk. Avoid that.
It puts your soul at risk. Avoid that.
It does.
It puts you in a pit of hell instead of crossing the bridge. I already told you what I saw. Whether that was real or not, I don't know.
That's what I would recommend. Food, water, and prayer.
Now, it's wise because of ammo in this country. I'll tell you something. As an ex-Marine,
it's getting expensive.
Back in the 1990s, the U.S. government intentionally had Remington Arms and other companies, which Remington Arms settled this deal over Sandy Hook to screw Professor James Spetzer, a military contractor right here in Independence, or up, you know, I'm down the street a little ways from Independence, Missouri, but they're over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spetzer has his court before the Supreme Court's case proving that Sandy Hook's was a hoax. I'm in agreement with him. I studied everything on that. I investigated
it. I'm a little Sandy Hook out, but I've listened to several of his broadcasts, and that guy's he's unapproachable about that. I mean, what I mean by that is, you can't deny what he's saying. You can't.
No. Now, Remington Arm put defusers, they're called defusers, in the Remington Arm ammunition. That means if you bought ammunition late 90s, since then, it's only good for 1 to 3 years. And about half of it after a year won't even shoot blanks. Won't fire. Deep users. To make sure that America was not armed. To make sure that America was not armed years before. So it's very wise to go reload. Now, let me explain reload from the military standpoint from it as an ex-Marine.
You did already.
Over at Walmart, safety guy, whatever it is, and Remington Arms, they've got there for, say, a 38 or whatever. They're going to be about 25 or was a while back. A box for 50, probably 30 now or 35, maybe even 40. But there's another one that's a German made. The copper's much better. It shoots farther and it's more accurate. And I forgot the name of it, but you can get it for about, used to be able to get it for half price, about $12.50. Now it's probably $15 to $20. Go for the copper. The German made, the off-brand at Walmart. Go to your gun supply places, whatever you have around you. Get some new ammo. Take your old ammo out. Go to the range and start practicing because the shit's going to hit the fan. You may have to defend yourself and your family from Russian, Chinese invasion, in my opinion, very soon because the provoking by the Biden administration and the New World's plan to have World War III and depopulize two-thirds of mankind.
Yeah.
That is well, their intent. Go ahead.
Also, I would tell the listeners also, listen to the Dmitry Duderman prophecy. Now, he's got a lot of
punch his name up on my internet site.
Man.
Punch up on my internet site in the search box, Dmitry Duderman.
I mean, what's Russians and Chinese, our military...
Explain the vision he had.
That's not crazy.
Anonymous. Explain the vision he had. Rick Wiles talks about it. I've talked about it. Many people are talking about it. Go ahead and explain his vision. Explain George Washington's vision. It's the same vision. Go ahead, Anonymous.
While the America is fighting each other and the government, basically Russia and China invade.
And what do we have? 100,000 Russian and Chinese troops on the Mexican-American border. And we have 100,000 on the Canadian-U.S. border.
Mm-hmm.
That's 200,000 troops, folks. I'm an ex-Marine. I can only kill so many of the assholes, okay?
You're 100 years old, so we're like I said.
I'm 68 2 days ago.
But see here, and later.
But I feel 100 with the broken neck and back and fucking ribs.
The Russians don't have the numbers to do a land invasion, per se. The Chinese do. So, I mean, from what I understand from Joel Skousen, there's going to be an EMP. Very shortly after that, there's going to be all the military.
Hang on a second. An EMP, folks, is that we've used it in Iraq, Iran, countries we've invaded illegally for the oil or whatever the purpose was. EMP knocks out computers. It knocks out TVs. It knocks out computers and cars. It knocks out your inside your distributor, the EMS they call it, that sends your electronics to your computer. It knocks these things out. A friend of mine had a vision coming back from Washington State, walking on I-80 with about 100, 150 people. Old jalopies, 1980 cars with standard points, distributor, running down the road. People were piling the hoods and trunks. The guy was charged $150 a ride. They're getting back across America to home. She said all the cars were parked along the side of the road where they ran off. They were stopping, these old jalopies, and they'd stop and have somebody get off the trunk, and they'd open up the trunk, pull out the siphoning hose, and then pump the siphon gas out of the cars and fill up the tank and move on. As she's getting back to Kansas City where she finally made it, that's what she dreamed 2-3 times in a row. Very good Christian woman years ago.
Now, if an EMP thing, if an EMP blast occurs, there's no Starbucks.
There's no computers. There's no cars to drive.
There's
unless
no
you got an old car that's
there's
got.
Facebook.
There's no more any of this. There's no more electronic power plants creating electricity. What are you going to do?
Imagine that. Reactors. I can't even wrap my head around that. I don't even know how that would work. But EMP, nuke, shortly after that invasion. Now, we, from what I understand from Joel Skelton, we do not retaliate. Because that's the perfect segue for a one-world government. Neil Rodriguez and Joel Skelton, that's an incredible interview.
Give out the website. Yep. Anonymous, give out the website. You remember what it was?
It is, I think it is BitChute or Brighteon. I can't remember.
Give their name again. Give their name again.
I mean, the guy's in Greece. He's really good. He's really good. He has 107 on there, and I'm on the fence about one. I think he's just, I'm on the fence.
The guy you're talking about, you and I interview him soon. Or I will, whichever. Move on.
That's it. That's all I got.
Hey.
Stand by.
What's that?
Stand by.
Now, we're up to an hour and 27 minutes. We had talked about 15 minutes, maybe 20, 30 minutes of recording. Hey, you've been a friend for a long time, and I love you, buddy. All I can tell you is this. The crap's going to hit the fan. You know it is. I hope we were able to bring some intelligence, but listen to two ex-Marines, folks, and get your asses prepared. Get your friends together in the neighborhood to create your own militia. It's going to be in your neighborhood. Where you're going to have to defend yourself.
Creating your own militia is going to happen organically because it's going to be necessary.
And make sure you don't talk to neighbors that might think are on the other side. And really, it doesn't make any difference now because everything now is totally open. Let me explain to you about your cell phones. Artificial intelligence calls me several times a day. And I run it through this website. And I find out their IPs. I shut them down. And I block them. It calls my web. Calls my phone. Just hook up to my phone. But I clean my phone off with a special thing. And all the other. And I block it. And then I can access the internet. I say, oh my God.
I've been to his house. I've literally seen how that works. He does all of his own web stuff. He does all of his own cybersecurity. I mean, he sits at a $10 desk and like knocks this out. I'm serious. He decorated his apartment by himself, okay? That I do know.
Fuck, there's nothing here to decorate except some tables.
It's like a card table from 1960.
Walmart $50 tables. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, and one of them I cracked my ribs twice on. And what else I got in there? Blow up bed, some tools, and I got
get you a legit mattress, bad.
And nothing else I got other than a chair I bought from my mother when she was crippled, a walker. Looked her about $650 when I was making money before they crippled me in 2010 with the car crash. I got that chair, and it's ironic, Anonymous, but I had to sleep in it two nights in a row because of my broken ribs.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my God. I've been wanting to sell the chair, maybe for $300 somebody handicapped something, but I'm thinking maybe I should hold on to it.
That's another thing. If you got something around your house that you need to, and you want to sell it, let me say it like this. If there's anything in your house you don't super, super need, you need to sell it.
I've already done it.
No one's going to want a Nintendo if they're going to want to eat that day. So, all right, Stu, it was wonderful having this conversation.
Anonymous.
This is basically a phone conversation. We just recorded it.
Ah, we just made a radio show about it. What are you talking about? This is a fabulous show. And Anonymous, you've been a good friend for a long time. I thank you for that. And I thank you for spilling your guts and telling the people how it is. Folks, we have to unite together. We need to get the ex-military and all the patriots on the same page now and wake up the other side if it's possible. If it isn't, get prepared.
Send one email with the two questions.
Not one email. Send it to everybody in the media. Send it to all military, top show hosts. Send it to all your patriot top show hosts that you listen to. It's time we come together and solve the friggin' problem before they kill us all. Thank you, Anonymous. My pleasure and my honor. And we'll talk.
Okay.
Have a good one.